5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So we were on vacation all last week. Katie went down to Disneyland, and I flew back to Pennsylvania by myself to check in on my dad. Kevin went on vacation as well, technically, under the legal definition he did, but did not tell us where he was going or what he was doing. And I am honestly very curious about it because, like, what did you do? I don't even know what you did.
So much. I did so much.
Want to fill us in?
Oh, sure. Why don't you tell us?
Relaxation.
Here's the thing. When we go away, Katie and I just keep texting, like, right, when we're on vacation because we've got attachment issues. Kevin, it's like Kevin's dead.
Yeah. Ew, no. I just like to, you know, take myself away from the digital world sometimes.
Sometimes you're taking yourself away from the digital world when we're trying to talk to you about work.
Right. What did you do?
I did a lot of family spending, a lot of self forgiveness, okay, finding myself.
What'd you forgive yourself for?
For being very slow in life.
Okay.
Oh,
not
Kevin.
Having find the love of my life yet.
Okay, okay.
And over the vacation, I really learned to love myself more than I already do.
That's right. Good. And it only took a week.
I mean, it's a very fast and quick journey. And also, I went to, like, concerts in the park and lots of parties.
Okay.
Yeah. So after the self-discovery, partying it out made it better.
Wow, that was a lot in a week.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
One week, huh?
Whole week.
So I guess this was a staycation.
Yes, but okay, in the mind, I was somewhere else.
All right. Can we go back to forgiving yourself for a second? You forgave yourself for not finding the love of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that your fault?
Everyone has their time where they fall in love, and mine's just not right yet.
No, I know what love means, but what about that was your fault?
Well,
would you forgive yourself?
Yeah,
fault.
I'm very
picky.
How
is it his fault?
Well, we know somebody that cannot meet somebody and settle down, and it's 1,000%
that's
his
their fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's his fault.
So,
and you know what? Kevin might kind of be in that same category as I think about it.
No, I'm ready to commit.
No, like you have unreasonable standards for the people that you want to date.
Expectations. Well, time is running thin and I don't want to go, like, you know.
You don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
All these videos on social. Oh, stay off social, guys. Everyone's getting married, having babies.
We've been telling you that for a long time.
Falling in love.
Right, yeah.
Ugh. God.
Well, good. I'm glad that you've healed.
Yeah.
And I am. You should write a book though, because if you can find a way to get over all your baggage
all
in one week,
it's
while
amazing.
You also managed to find time for family.
Yeah,
you found time for partying and all of the self-discovery and healing all in one week.
Well, like, surprisingly, my nephew taught me the self-discovery.
A two-year-old.
Yeah.
This is more.
You know, kids have no, like, you know, they don't care about what people think.
Yeah.
So he told you,
live your life.
He's so wise.
I know, right?
Like a little Buddha. That's amazing. Well, Kevin, I'm glad that you had a wonderful vacation.
I missed you guys.
Thank